Hello, everybody. This is the KPFK LSB station board meeting. It is June 11th. Is that correct? 2023 at 10:45 a.m. Pacific time. I am the interim board chair, Harvey Wasserman. We have the interim secretary with us, Kim Coffin. That role will be changing in this meeting, I believe. The stated purpose of the meeting is to certify the. Terry Goodman is with us as well. Kim Coffin, can you call the roll, please?
Christina Avalos. Doug Barnett.
Present.
Mike Bressler. Sandy Childs.
Here.
Sue Cohen Johnson. John Crumshaw.
Present.
Michael Heiss.
Present.
Valia Jones.
Present.
Ali Lectra.
Here.
Thank you. Rob Macon.
Here.
Thank you. Barbara Marbuck. Oye Oye Ippo. Myla Reason.
I'm here.
Paul Roberson. Ruth Strauss.
Here.
Beth Von Gunten. Harvey Wasserman.
Here.
Carlos Zavala.
Was that Carlos? Or was that just
somebody's
noise?
Somebody's making noise in the background.
We have 10. We have quorum.
Mazel tov.
Yeah.
So the agenda. Can we approve the agenda, please?
Let me see. First, can we get a request for timekeeper? Michael Heiss.
Michael has indicated he will keep the time. Thank you,
Mike. I not only will keep it, I'll give it back when I'm done with it.
Okay, request for excused absences. We have one from
Doug
Alan
Barnett.
Lexa.
Doug Barnett, I'd like to make a point of personal privilege.
Yeah, please.
I need to get to worship, like everyone does here in South Central. So thank you for acknowledging my presence.
Can we get your vote on the, we've got a timekeeper. Kim, can we, if we can do it, can we approve the agenda and then take the vote on, certifying the election?
Ratifying.
Does anybody object to the minutes?
To the agenda? I object to the agenda because it has an item that is not part of today's meeting.
Where is that, John?
Yes.
What is that? What item?
The item that Myla made in terms of repopulating the committees.
So are you speaking to the unfinished business?
Yes, I think that should be put on a future regular meeting date. That will be fine.
I totally agree.
Okay. Does anybody object to removing that from the agenda?
No.
So moved. It's removed. John, it won't get any easier than that. So savor this. Okay. Can we now, while Doug is still with us, certify the election?
Well,
no, Doug asked for a point of personal privilege.
Yes, Doug, point of personal privilege. That's what he wanted, is to do this quickly so he can leave. Is that right, Doug? I think Doug has left. Okay.
Harvey?
Yeah?
Harvey, it's Sandy. I have a point. If Doug is going to leave every meeting for his church, how is he going to be secretary?
Well, we'll figure that out as we go along, I guess. We'll ask him and when he's back in a meeting in a month, and we'll deal with it. Is that okay?
If it has to be.
If you like, we can draft an email and ask him. But okay. that's where we're at. Okay, we have achieved quorum. We need a...
Harvey, may I just say that we need to have a temporary secretary. Is Kim going to continue doing that?
Okay. Kim, will you continue being temporary secretary?
Well, I am still the secretary until we ratify the election.
Okay, can we go ahead and ratify the election and then...
Harvey, since Doug has gone and we don't need to hurry this, we need to seat the new people and we need to approve the request for excused absences before we get to approving the agenda.
Okay, the excused absences are Ali Rex. Oh no, Ali's with us. Who else had an excused absence? Beth Von Gutten.
Beth.
Who else?
Mike Ressler.
Mike Ressler, who else?
Oye.
Oye, who else?
I don't have a request from Oye. I don't have anything from Oye. I only have a request from Beth, and I had an earlier one from Ali, but he's here, and Mike Ressler.
Oh, so, okay. So we have Beth and Mike Ressler. Did Oye not file an excuse request?
I don't have one.
All right. Let's approve. Is there any objection to those two approved, to requested absences? So, okay, they're approved. If one turns up from OEA, we can retroactively approve that as well. What's next on the agenda here?
To seat the new people, we have Vic Jerami, who's a staff person, and, Kelly Flores, who is a listener member.
Okay, these both look like fine, upstanding citizens, and I move that we seat them. Any objection? So moved.
We asked for let them have their, introduce themselves for a minute, as we did last time.
Vic, you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. Hello, everyone. I'm Vic Jerami. I've been, a fan of KPFK my entire adult life. I've been a programmer for about 4 years. Prior to that, I did a few special programs for KPFK. I believe in KPFK in Pacifica. And I'm just here to be of service.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Great to have you, and great to have you as a neighbor. I'll see you.
Likewise.
And who was the other new member?
Kelly Flores.
Kelly, you want to introduce yourself? Kelly, I don't see you here. Are you behind a phone number? She may have gone already. All right, Kelly Flores. John, you're raising your hand?
Because I'm a new member.
Oh, you are?
No, he was seated last week. He was seated last week.
Oh,
Wasn't Vic Jerami also seated last week?
No.
Hey, you want to give us another minute, John? We're always happy to have a minute from you.
No.
All right. Well, I'll just give you a minute saying that I've served before on the LSB. I'm currently a programmer, and I would like to see that KPFK continues growing stronger. And I would also like Michael's issue to be raised. Because he asked, is 10 a quorum? Would somebody please look at that?
Okay, let's come back to that.
Were you asking me something? I didn't quite understand that.
Oh, I saw a note from you saying, is 10 a quorum?
Yes. Kim has addressed that as Senator and Secretary and has confirmed that 10 is a quorum.
And so did Terry Goodman in the chat.
Okay. All right. Thank you, John. I don't see Kelly still with us, but she has been seated. And we will get her
seated. Has she been seated?
I don't. She was here.
Yeah, but
she wasn't formally seated.
Correct.
All right. We'll do that next meeting. Okay. Next agenda item, please, Kim.
I need a motion to approve the agenda. Or you need to ask for a motion,
to approve the agenda.
Go ahead, Myla.
May I be recognized?
Yes.
Okay, so this is Myla. As we kind of jumped the gun before, but I would move that we remove unfinished business from the draft agenda.
Okay, there's a motion to remove the unfinished business from the draft agenda. Is there a second?
I second. I thought we already did that.
I thought so too, but is there objection? Okay, that's removed. Thank you.
We double did it, and just to let you know, Oyeyipo has just entered the...
Oh, great. Oye, glad to have you with us. Thanks for joining.
Can I get a verbal from Oye?
Oye.
Oye, Oyeyipo. I'm attending the meeting.
I can testify that it's definitely Oye's voice.
And just one more thing, Chair, this is Myla again. We have someone with us whose area code is 713, last numbers are 110, and we need to know whether that individual is a member of this local station board.
713, ending in 110. If you could identify yourself, that would be great. Okay, we now have before us, Kim, am I missing anything else on the agenda here? Kim?
Hang on. So I didn't actually hear somebody make a motion to approve the agenda and get a second.
I so move.
Okay, so Heiss moves and...
Is there a second?
I'll second it, Sandy.
Thank you.
So this is the agenda as amended, is that correct?
No, this is what I needed when I said Harvey needs to ask for a motion to approve the agenda to put it on the floor. So then we made an amendment, and now Harvey needs to ask, are there any objections to approving the agenda as amended?
Are there any objections to approving the agenda as amended? Hearing none, the agenda is approved as amended.
Okay. Next. Now you need to ask for a motion to approve the minutes.
Is there a motion to approve the minutes? Please.
So moved. This is my list. So
is there
moved.
A second?
Second.
Objections? Hearing none, the minutes are approved. What's next, Kim?
Ratification of LSB officer election.
Okay. Michael, I'm sorry. Terry, do we need Terry to tell us the results of the election?
I'm sure you'd like to.
Terry, please tell us the results of the election. Terry Goodman, you got me.
Okay, I've redistributed the results because I had the wrong attachment, but the text of the message is the same. In summary, according to the tally of two tellers, Harvey Wasserman was elected for LSB chair, John Crumshaw for LSB vice chair, Doug Barnett for LSB secretary, and Kim Kaufman for LSB treasurer.
Thank you for that. Is there objection to approving these, certifying these results? Hearing no objection, the results are certified. Kim, is that legitimate?
Sure, I guess.
Okay. Thank you so much for running. I hope you will continue to run and participate. I do think you have the best voice of anybody on this call, so we welcome your participation. And thank you again. I much appreciate it. Anybody else? What's next on the agenda, Kim?
Well, there is nothing other than we have to have a half an hour public comment.
Shall we have public comment, please? Anybody?
It's not an option, Harvey. It's the bylaws.
Yes, we got that. Shall we have public comment, please? Anybody from the public who wishes to speak, please raise your hand and we will call on you. Anybody from the public, including that dog with its newspaper in its mouth? Raymond Goldstone, go ahead, please, Raymond. 90 seconds, and Michael Heist will be keeping time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to thank all who voted. It's very important that we reach quorum, and I think there is a road forward. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and I certainly hope you're right. I do want to emphasize we are now in the middle of elections, and but I'll leave it at that to wait for another more public comment. Is there more public comment? Does anybody from the board want to comment? Anybody from the board?
This is Michael Novick. I just want to remind people that in addition to the elections, we're also in a member on air membership drive, and I would urge everyone to do their utmost to attract new members and new listeners to the station. It's vital to our continued operations. And I just want to reiterate that most of the LSB meetings, we do have an appeal for support for the station. I didn't hear that, but I realize this is a special meeting, but I'll appeal. Please go to kpfk.org and click on donate. Become a sustaining member of KPFK with a regular monthly donation. Next month is our 64th anniversary, and I have been suggesting on air that people might want to consider donating $6.40 a week, which is less than a dollar a day, or $64 a month, which is about $2 a day. And it would help us tremendously if we had a steady flow of income from sustainers. There are about 20,000 people who subscribe to the KPFK dispatch. And if all of them became sustaining members, we wouldn't have to have on-air front drives ever again. So I would urge all of you to put your shoulders to the wheel of recruiting people to become members of KPFK before the end of this month. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Michael. What is the deadline for joining in which you can be eligible to vote?
Yeah, June 30th is the date of record. That's all posted on the website, and on elections.pacifica.org is the official elections website that's maintained by the National Election Supervisor. So that's a separate website. It's not, you can't go to pacifica.org to get it. It's a separate WordPress website, elections.pacifica.org.
Now wait, do you have to register at elections.pacifica.org to become eligible to vote?
No, your eligibility to vote is based on having donated $25 within the year ending on June 30th or 3 hours of volunteer supervised work for the station. But if you want to be a nominator or a candidate, you have to go to that website and fill out the forms involved in that so that you can sign. You need 15 signatures, and they're done electronically by people who sign up as nominators in addition to just being members of Pacifica. And the candidates have to obtain 15 signatures from such nominators before June 30th.
And that's elections.pacifica.org. Thank you. I want to second what Michael has said here. Absolutely essential. This is essentially a fund drive where we do not have to shut the station down. So we want to recruit as many new members as possible with the incentive of being able to vote in the upcoming election. Absolutely essential. Thank you so much, Michael.
May I be recognized, Michael, as part of the public?
Okay, you're part of the public, and Michael Heist is part of the board. Go ahead, Kim, as part of the public.
Well, I want to ask Michael Novick if he can put the elections in a more prominent place on KPFK's website. That would be helpful. And also, just how is the drive going?
Michael, you want to respond?
Sure. The drive, all the drives recently have gotten off to a slow start. This one also did. It's increasing somewhat. I haven't checked this morning to see how we did, but we're not up to the average that we had in the last few drives, which is about 43 to 4,500. It's still a little below that, although the last couple of days were better. The first couple were not very good. We also got knocked off the air overnight, I think the second day.
What was that from?
We never quite figured it out. Terry Guy and was consulting with people. He thought there might have been some kind of power dip that knocked the board off. You know, we're automated overnight, and the only thing that you can do remotely with the automation is the Zeta. But the Zeta was working. It's just that the signal wasn't getting through the board to either the stream or the broadcast.
Okay.
That wasn't fixed till after six.
Okay, Kim's suggestion, Michael, is I think is a good one, and we can make
that. Okay, we'll work on trying to get that a little more pronounced.
Thank you so much. Thank you for that suggestion, Kim. It's appreciated. Michael Heitz, and then
Yes. Yes, thank you. I just have a quick question, since it is a bit of discussion relating to the elections. And Michael, I don't know if this falls under your purview or the election supervisor, but in the Pacifica elections site, there's a link to candidate statements. And if you go there, it takes you to a YouTube site where there are presentations from the last elections, whenever that was, in faded memory. And since there are no candidates, that seems to be a bit odd and gives a bit of advantage to those people who have those things there. Is there a way that that link can be disabled until the candidates are, you know, approved by whatever the process is?
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that. I'll notify the NES. There was another glitch on there, and I did alert her to it, and she corrected it immediately, so I'll send her an email right now.
Yeah, thank you. It was a little bit buggy, but thank you for that.
Michael, thank you for that. Much appreciated. Myra Reason? Anybody else want to speak? Get your hand up, because we're going to end with Marla unless someone else raises their hand.
I just want to remind people that the next regularly scheduled meeting of this board, I'm hearing some other sounds, but anyway, the next regularly scheduled meeting of this board is for the third Sunday of the month. So that would be, I believe, July 16th. It's a Sunday. And I'd like to move, since we've concluded all of the business on the agenda, that we now adjourn.
I'd like to put ourselves into the Guinness Book of Records as the shortest KPFK meeting on record, at least recently. We see applause all around. Does anybody want to second the motion to adjourn?
Oh, goodness help us if nobody seconds the motion.
I will second the motion.
Are there any objections?
Any objections to adjourning? Thank you again for joining, Vic, everybody, Rob Macon, thank you. We'll see you on July 16th. Mazel tov, everybody. Go have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Harvey.
All right.
Can I make an announcement?
Great Sunday.
Terry, good to meet you. I want a plaque for this one.
Oh, wait. One other thing that was brought up, which was, that it seems that our secretary left early.
We'll leave it to Kim Kaufman on an interim basis. Thank you, Kim.
Can I make an announcement? Oh,
can I make an announcement quickly? Yes, go ahead.
I just want to formally congratulate all the winners in this recent election. To me, it's indicating that we're sort of moving forward, right?
Well, thanks to you. We couldn't have made
it without you.
And this is Kim. I would just like to thank Rob for saying that. Yes. Thank you to everybody that voted, and thank you to everybody that voted for me as treasurer. And I look forward to doing this job again. I don't know if Michael Novick feels that way, but we're going to have happy budget times.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. Vic, did you want to say something? No. Yes?
No, just the thank you, and I look forward to working with everyone.
Thank you, I look forward to working out with you at 24-hour filthiness.
Let's do it.
All right, you guys. Anybody else?
Harvey, good luck with your knee.
Oh, thank you.
Harvey?
Yes.
When is it?
It's actually July 20th. So our next meeting will be my last meeting with the knee that I was born with.
With your original knee.
Yes. I will have joke shop teeth and dinosaur knees. Okay, everybody.
Okay, see you then. Bye.
Take care, everybody. Thank you. See you in a month.
Thank you.